Welcome to another episode of Laugh and Learn, Pathology Edition. Today, we're diving into the dramatic world of cellular stress responses. If your cells were people, how would they react to stress?
Well, I'd say hypertrophy is like that friend who hits the gym every day, flexing their muscles, while atrophy, that's just ghosting everyone, binge-watching Netflix in a dark room.
Right on. And let's not forget about metaplasia. It's like changing your major in college when the pressure's on. One minute you're all about biology, and the next, you're knee-deep in art history.
Exactly. It's all about adaptation, isn't it? Cells are like us, trying to cope with life's curveballs. Sometimes they bulk up, sometimes they shrink down, and occasionally, they just decide to switch things up entirely.
And that's the beauty of it. These adaptations can be both physiological and pathological. It's a cellular soap opera full of twists and turns.
So, buckle up, folks. We're going to explore how these cellular dramas unfold, and trust me, it's going to be a wild ride.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you might even learn something. Let's get started. All right, let's talk about what's really going wrong at the cellular level. When cells face stress, they don't just throw in the towel. No, they adapt, like a chameleon at a party trying to fit in.
Fair point. It's fascinating how cells have this toolbox of adaptations. They can bulk up, multiply, or even shrink down to cope. It's like a survival game of cellular hide and seek.
So true. Think about it. Hypertrophy is like that one friend who just won't stop lifting weights. Meanwhile, atrophy is the friend who's been binge-watching shows instead of hitting the gym.
Exactly. But not all adaptations are beneficial. Some can lead to serious problems down the line. It's like a bad habit that starts small but spirals out of control.
Right on. For instance, hypertrophy can be great in muscle tissue, but in the heart, that's a different story. It can lead to heart failure. Talk about a dramatic plot twist.
No kidding. And then there's hyperplasia, where cells just multiply like rabbits. It can be normal, like in the endometrium during your cycle, or it can be a sign of trouble, like in certain cancers.
So it's crucial to understand these adaptations. They're not just random changes. They tell us a story about what's happening in the body.
This might be funny, or it might be a consult. You decide. But seriously, recognizing these patterns can help us catch issues early.
All right, let's keep this cellular drama rolling. What's next on our agenda?
So, how does the body react when cells are under stress? It's like a dramatic play unfolding. Each character has a role to play. First up, we have hypertrophy. Think of it as the overachiever who hits the gym and bulks up in response to demand.
Right on. Take cardiac muscle cells, for instance. In hypertension, they adapt by enlarging. It's like they're saying, I can handle this hot thing. But sometimes that bravado leads to heart failure. Talk about a plot twist.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. Then there's hyperplasia, which is all about multiplication. It's like suddenly having too many roommates in your apartment. Some are fine, but too many can lead to chaos.
Exactly. In the endometrium, hyperplasia can be a normal response to hormonal changes. But if it gets out of hand, well, that's when we start worrying about potential precancerous changes.
And don't forget about atrophy. That's the quiet quitter of the bunch. It's like the muscle that just gives up after a long break. Think about bedridden patients. Muscle wasting happens when there's no use.
So true. It's like a bad breakup. If you don't use it, you lose it. But here's the kicker. Atrophy can sometimes be reversible depending on the situation.
Spot on. Understanding these reactions helps us recognize when things are going awry. It's all about reading the signs before it's too late.
So, whether it's bulking up, multiplying, or fading away, our cells are constantly reacting to stress. It's a cellular soap opera, folks.
All right, let's dive into some clinical clues and confusions. It's all too easy to mix up hypertrophy and hyperplasia, isn't it? I mean, one's about getting bigger, while the other is like inviting more friends over to your already crowded apartment.
Fair point. So hypertrophy is like that one roommate who just keeps lifting weights, while hyperplasia is more like suddenly having five new roommates moving in. It's a classic case of confusion that can lead to misdiagnosis.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And let's not forget atrophy. It's the quiet one in the corner, fading away. You might think it's just being lazy, but it can be a sign of serious underlying issues.
Exactly. Atrophy can be reversible, but if it's chronic, it's a red flag. It's like a warning sign that says, hey, something's not right here.
Right on. We also have to watch out for dysplasia. It's like the awkward phase in high school where you're not quite sure who you are yet. It's not cancer, but it's practicing. Definitely something to keep an eye on.
So true. Dysplasia can be a precursor to cancer, and that's where the real concern lies. It's like a cellular identity crisis that we need to address before it spirals out of control.
Spot on! The key is recognizing these adaptations and understanding their context. It's all about being vigilant and not letting these clues slip through the cracks.
This might be funny, or it might be a consult. You decide. But seriously, knowing the differences can save lives. Let's keep the learning going.
So, how do we actually find out what's going on with these cells? It's a bit like being a detective in a murder mystery, except the only thing dying is the tissue. We rely on imaging and histology to unveil the secrets of cellular behavior.
Right on. Imaging techniques like ultrasounds and MRIs give us a peek inside the body. They're like the security cameras of the medical world, showing us what's happening without having to break in.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. Then we have histology, where we take a closer look at tissue samples. It's like putting on your reading glasses to see the fine print. Suddenly, everything becomes clear.
Exactly. Biopsies are crucial. They let us examine the cellular architecture and identify any adaptations. It's like getting a backstage pass to the cellular concert.
And don't forget about organ size differences. If a heart is enlarged, it's waving a red flag, saying, hey, I'm working too hard. It's all about context.
So true. It's like remodeling a house. If you notice a room is suddenly bigger, it's either renovation or something's gone wrong.
Spot on. Microscopic shifts can reveal a lot. We might see changes in cell shape or arrangement, which can indicate whether we're dealing with something benign or potentially dangerous.
This might be funny. Or it might be a consult. You decide. But seriously, understanding these diagnostic tools is key to catching issues early. Let's keep the momentum going.
So, let's get weird! We're diving into the fascinating world of metaplasia and dysplasia. Metaplasia is like switching teams mid-game. One moment, your cells are happily doing their job, and the next, they decide to change positions entirely!
Fair point. Take Barrett's esophagus, for example. The cells in the esophagus switch to a type more suited for the intestines, which is a big red flag. It's like trying to play soccer in a football game. Totally out of place.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And then there's dysplasia, which I like to call the prequel to chaos. It's when cells start misbehaving, but they haven't crossed the line into cancer yet.
Right! Dysplasia is that awkward phase where cells are practicing their bad behavior. It's a warning sign that something's off, like a canary in a coal mine.
Speaking of weird, did you know that some tissues can completely transform, like one minute they're normal and the next? They're doing a full identity crisis.
Exactly. It's like when you decide to dye your hair a wild color. Sure, it's a bold move, but it can also lead to some serious consequences if you don't think it through.
Spot on! These transformations can lead to serious issues down the line. It's crucial to recognize the signs early before they spiral into something more dangerous.
This might be funny, or it might be a consult. You decide. But understanding these bizarre cellular behaviors can help us catch problems before they get out of hand. Let's keep exploring. All right, let's share our favorite takeaways from today's cellular drama. I've got to say, prostate hyperplasia is my top pick. It's like overplanning gone wrong. Too many cells crowding in and causing a chaos.
Fair point. I'm going with muscle atrophy during finals week. It's painfully relatable. You stress out, stop exercising, and suddenly your muscles are ghosting you like a bad date.
Not textbook, so, but technically not wrong. And my favorite, dysplasia. It's not cancer, but it's practicing. It's like that kid in school who's not quite ready for the big game, but is definitely trying out for the team.
So true. Each of these examples highlights how our bodies adapt to stress, sometimes in ways that can lead to bigger problems down the line.
Spot on. It's a reminder that understanding these adaptations is key to catching issues before they escalate.
Exactly. Whether it's hypertrophy, atrophy, or dysplasia, every cellular response tells a story. It's all about reading the signs.
This might be funny, or it might be a consult. You decide. But seriously, these takeaways are crucial for anyone looking to understand pathology better. Let's keep this learning train rolling.
So, let's recap what we've learned today about cellular adaptations. We've covered hypertrophy, where cells bulk up in response to increased demand, like that friend who can't stop flexing at the gym.
Fair point. Then there's hyperplasia, where cells multiply like they're auditioning for a reality show. More roommates moving in, causing quite the ruckus.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And we can't forget about atrophy, the quiet quitter that sneaks up on you when you least expect it. It's like a bad breakup. Suddenly, your muscles are gone.
Exactly. We also discussed metaplasia and dysplasia, where cells decide to switch teams or start misbehaving. It's a cellular identity crisis that can lead to serious consequences down the line.
Right on. Recognizing these adaptations is crucial for early diagnosis and treatment. It's all about being proactive rather than reactive.
So true. Understanding these changes helps us catch potential issues before they escalate into something more serious.
Spot on. Remember, folks, your cells are dramatic, but they mean well. They're just trying to adapt to life's stressors.
This might be funny, or it might be a consult. You decide. But knowing how these adaptations manifest can really enhance our clinical practice. Now, let's keep that knowledge flowing.